Hey, this is Richard Blaise, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And Chicago has become a destination for so many things, whether it is great sports, architecture, political corruption, right, or great food, which we like to highlight and focus on. And in studio with us, we have, you know him and love him from Top Chef and, of course, Food Network, our mutual friend Guy Fieri. He's on there with Guy's Grocery Games. He's one of the most dynamic personalities in the food space. Happy and honored to have him here. It's the one and only Chef Richard Blaise. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, my dude, you called me one of the most dynamic personalities in the food space. Which is now my new Instagram like bio.
I will say I did not read that in the bio or any kind of things that you may have supplied or your publicist may have dreamed of. That, you know, when I thought about it, that's what comes to mind.
It felt genuine. And also, I mean, we do have to be clear, I feel like every time I'm in Chicago, I see you. I feel like we're best friends.
Well, I mean, I know that we are based on, you know, all of my social media. Like, hey, my best friend, you know, Richard Blaise.
Exactly.
Well, it is great to have you in town. I know people are excited to have you here. You are on the road yourself on book tour because in this day and age, whenever you come out with something new that you know people are going to be excited about, you can't just throw it out there. You kind of have to do that personal touch, get out there and kind of share it with the people firsthand.
Oh, I mean, so the new book is called So Good. It just came out a few days ago. It's on the shelves. And yes, I'm working on it. It's like a campaign. So like it's my second book, but I didn't, you know, when you do the first thing, you don't really know how it works. Now right. That I know how a book works, you're exactly right. You have to get out there, meet people, sign books, do everything that you can to sort of make that book or TV show successful. So I am in it.
It's kind of a dual-edged situation. It's one thing for you to get out there. You've got to do that in the course of business to make sure that people understand and can appreciate the book. But also, you get a lot of people that get to, you know, talk about how much they have enjoyed the stuff that you're doing, care about what you're doing, maybe some suggestions on things you should do. So what is it like when you do get to, because so much on the TV side is, you know, one way you're projecting, where you get some of that back from the fans?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so you're I love when people show up to signings and then tell me that I could do my job differently.
Richard, but no, do more of this. We would love it.
Maybe. Why did you say that? I get this a lot. So I'm known as kind of a judge of different shows now. So every once in a while, someone will come to a signing and be like, why did you say that about Brooke? You know? Like, I don't really even know whatever moment they're talking about. But I get it. Like there are super fans in the food world, and I think that's kind of amazing. It's like being a sportscaster, right? Or you know, I'm talking about the football game on Sunday morning. Only it's food,
right.
So people are going to agree and disagree with the things you say, specifically as a judge.
Well, people love what you do, and it isn't necessarily because of your judging, although you are very successful at that. It's because of you know, your culinary skills, the stuff that you've done on the chef side for so many years. And so it's nice to be able to kind of put that into a book and share it. The book, and we talked about it a little before we went on the air, So Good. It is the kind of thing that you say all the time, that people say all the time, but it is definitely positive, and that's the name of the book. So why did you name it So Good?
It's the interesting story is, you know, where you're trying to figure out the name of a cookbook, and my wife just says, my wife Jasmine, she says, hey, you know what you say a lot? When you get a nice dish at a restaurant and the server says, how was it? You're like, oh, it's so good. So I was like, oh, well, if I say it a lot, we might as well throw it in there. And I've noticed I'm not the only one that says so good a lot.
I think I've heard that before. I'm not sure. You know, I can't pinpoint. It's just like the Brooke comment. I'm not sure where it came from.
Right, right.
It sounds familiar, though.
Yeah, it just comes out naturally and organically. And that's what the book is about. Just good food that you want to eat, simple to prepare, and the type of food that I cook when I'm home with my family. So one of the things that I always struggle with is people think Richard Blaise, he cooks with liquid nitrogen and he wears a helmet and a jetpack. Yes, I do have a helmet and a jetpack. But
right.
When I'm cooking at home, it's spaghetti and meatballs and it's simple vegetable dishes and it's roast chicken. And that's what this book is about.
So kind of elevated versions of things that are very approachable that people can understand, get their head around. But you help them kind of tweak it to enjoy it to its fullest extent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. You say elevated, which makes it seem maybe even a little bit more than what it is. I'd like to introduce new ingredients. So I think if you're just a normal home cook and I might introduce a spice, or I might say, hey, this is a chicken recipe, but maybe you want to cook duck tonight. So like I give people the option to sort of experiment a little bit. But the book is really simple stuff.
See, that's good. You know, there's a lot out there that is complicated. It's nice to have a personality that they feel like they know that wouldn't steer them wrong, right? Kind of share, you know, some approachable, fun things that they can make themselves. And part of the fun that you're doing, you're here in Chicago right now. And for On the Road, we talk about, you know, road trips and kind of transformative travel. And you've done a lot of things. And I know on the TV side, just that career of moving around and supporting the projects, you've seen the country. You know, we're homers here, obviously. So, you know, we love to hear that you love Chicago. But as far as the tour, where are some other cool places that you've been for Chicagoans that you'd suggest, hey, guys, get out there?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the good things about a book tour is I get to sort of choose where I want to go. So I
Topeka,
love Chicago,
Topeka,
right?
Kansas, Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do. So that we will be hitting, you know, maybe some of those smaller markets later, which I actually enjoy very much. I'm heading to Seattle and Portland after this. There's a part of the Pacific Northwest that just I feel like is in my soul. I think I'm part wolf at some point. Like I have that
wolf
spirit.
With a jetpack.
Wolf with a jetpack.
Right.
Oh, that's the new logo for the new restaurant. I think you just made that.
That's it. Okay. It's a think tank.
We're we're heading to Colorado. I just came from New York. I'm a native New Yorker. We're going to be in the South, but it is a fun part of the tour is you get to travel and meet people that also maybe they don't see the chef on TV or the celebrity all the time, and I really enjoy that.
When it comes to as we're heading into and people are starting to put those formative elements together for Memorial Day, for the weekend, for the kind of these food centric, obviously we're recognizing so many important things in our history and men and women in uniform and all this. But a lot of the way that people celebrate it, right, is through food. So what does, and people ask this all the time. So what does a Richard Blaze do? Are you standing there flipping burgers at the grill, you know, just like the right, the iconic picture of, let's say, the dad? Or do you have the helmet jet?
By the way, as you're saying this, there's an American flag behind you literally waving. This is Michigan Avenue, right? You're in a Cubs hat.
Yes.
We're talking about, men and women of the armed service. I mean, yes. Like, the key is when you're cooking at home, all of those things, you want to enjoy your company and your family. The book gets into it. So Good gets into it, is that you want to make it easy. It shouldn't be about, you know, working too hard. You want to enjoy your company. Enjoy the day off. So it's really about, you know, doing some work the day before and not really worrying or stressing about the burgers on the grill,
right.
Making the salad, doing the prep the day before, thinking like a chef. So we do get into that in the book. And that's how I cook at home, right? You don't want to be stressed out on Memorial Day, on your day off, right? Everyone's in your backyard about, you know,
everyone's in your backyard trampling your
dishes,
petunias or whatever, the peonies or whatever, right?
That's right. Well, you can eat those too. So if that happens, just clean them up and throw them in a salad.
So Good is the name of the book. You can get it at all your bookstores, you know, Barnes & Noble, I'm sure Amazon.com. If you've got a local bookstore that you like, get out there, get it and have it. And I wanted to ask you too, and on this show, we talk about road trips and family road trips. You're taking these trips in service of the career at this point, but, you know, with the family, Did you ever, or maybe even as a kid, did you ever like all pile in the family truckster and head to the national park or anything like that? Or do you do that now? Or
we do that now. So my best vacation is jumping in sort of the SUV and driving up the coast of California. We live in Southern California and just driving up to, you know, like Monterey, you know, go to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, hang out at Big Sur. But those are all national parks and open spaces and protected spaces. So I love getting out in nature. That's my vacation now. When I was a kid, we didn't vacation very much. I come from a lower middle class background. We went to Cooperstown once, right?
But you remember that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I remember that was like the vacation of my youth. And we jumped in the car and we drove a couple hours as a New Yorker up to Cooperstown. But I like that. Like vacation also doesn't have to be super expensive. Just get out, get outside with your family, bring some good food and hang out in nature.
And then the other part of it too is, as we know now, you travel specifically and primarily by jetpack. But in the past, like growing up, were you always, and I know you're an athlete and a runner and all the kind of things, did you just run everywhere? What was your first car? Did you have like a first car that you were proud of, embarrassed of?
I'm embarrassed of it now. I was super proud of it when I had it. My first car was a Suzuki Sidekick, a little drop top Jeep.
Yep.
And I put an audio system in it that was about, you know, it weighed about half as much as the car did because I was that kid that just like wanted to play beats driving up and down the street, and people would rip into the soft top and steal my radio all the time. And it's embarrassing now, but it was a fun car when I had it.
Occasionally a target for crime, but always out there carrying the torch for fun, festive and exciting food. One of the, and we said it, the most dynamic personalities in the food space. And let's look for that and look for him whenever you see him, whether it's in the book, on television. So before we let you go, like, where can people see you on TV? I know you're on all over the place doing things. You mentioned judging, and but maybe some of the other things.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, Top Chef is filming right now. I'm about to go ahead to Colorado to do an episode or two with them. We have a show called Man vs. Master on FYI Network that hasn't been announced yet as far as a start date. But
wow,
that's
so we're
kind
of breaking some
news. Breaking
some
news here. And then, of course, I have a podcast that I'm working on. Audio is so important. So Richard Blaze is Starving for Attention is the name of the podcast. And that's going to be on Podcast One, and that should go live within the next couple of weeks. So I'm kind of going to try and be like you, like the whole audio thing. And
But that's
you're
exciting.
Good at it, too.
No, for all the people that love Richard Blaze and looking for more of him in different ways, shapes, and forms, they are getting it, whether it's the TV side and now coming up the podcast side, and for the book with So Good as well. So, Richard, as far as the social media, where people can find you, maybe you've got a website.
Yeah, so you can go to richardblaze.net. You can go to @ Richard Blaze, BLAIS, on all social media platforms. And here's my one call to action concerning the book So Good, is I have one little pet peeve. It's climbing up the Amazon bestseller celebrity chef list.
Nice.
But it is trailing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pizza cookbook. And I have a massive problem with this. Because I don't believe that the Ninja Turtles did their own recipes.
Okay.
I don't even really respect them as a superhero squad. But if I could just, you know, get past the Ninja Turtles pizza cookbook, I'll be really happy with how So Good performs.
Let's see what we can do. They are animated icons. But yeah, right. They've got that whole crime fighting thing that they do. They don't need the chef world. They don't need to be making pizza. They don't need to compete, right? There's enough for everybody.
Donatello is as overrated as Richard Blaze is, I'm sure.
No one ever says that when it comes to Richard Blaze. Thanks so much for taking time out, for writing the book and coming here to Chicago. And thanks for being on the show today.
You're amazing. Thanks.